Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Anne. I'm here to connect with your guardian angel with Anne. Today's April 27, 2016. Welcome everyone. I haven't been on for a while, so today's show is going to be a little special. Today's angel message I received was, set time aside in the morning hours for meditation. When I'm not on air, I also do angel guardian connections with your own personal guardian angel. And you can see all that information at www.connectwithyourguardianangelwithanne.com. I also am on Facebook where you can like me, and I post daily messages and poems and pictures. And my Facebook page is Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. I also have a blog, which is amangelchannel.blogspot.com. And I also am on Twitter, where I also tweet angel messages. And today I'm going to start my show with a guardian angel meditation. This is a meditation that the angels taught me how to connect with your angel. And it's more important than ever. Our angels tell us how we should connect with our angels, and take 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, however time you have to connect with yourself. It's something really special to do for yourself. Take a moment, some quiet time to honor yourself. It's a great way to set the day for yourself and relax. Brings peace and calm to your heart and your mind. So the way the angels taught me is, you take a deep breath in, hold for a moment, and imagine pink mist as you inhale. Take that breath in. And exhale, release all your worries. Take another deep breath in. Feel that warm pink mist just flow through you, clearing all the thoughts, all your worried thoughts. And exhale. Take another deep breath in. King, guardian angel, come to me now. And exhale. And here, all you can, you just have, you can just be yourself. Just be. You can ask your angel any question here, what their name is, what their favorite color is. You can also just talk to them as if they are your best friend. And just relax. Just concentrate on your breathing. You're in the one with your angel now. You might feel a little bit warmth in your heart area. You might hear some music playing in your mind, like your favorite song. That's a connection to your angel. Our angels try to get our attention in lots of ways. They do it through smell, sound. They even have, like, magical things can happen when you just focus and call on your angel. You can just be here in the now. Just keep concentrating on your breathing. You take a deep breath in and exhale. You can stay here as long as you like. You can also just, you can speak out loud or in your mind. Your angels do hear your thoughts. can ask them to fill you with happy energy, love energy. Ask them to wrap their wings around you. You can even ask them to give you a visual of what they look like. They usually, in the beginning of connecting with your angel, you can they show how it can come to you in like pictures in your mind at first. And like I said earlier, they also come to you through songs. If you play music on the radio and your favorite song comes on, things like that. Take another deep breath in as you feel that energy lessen. This is where you can just say thank you for spending time with me. And exhale. Take another deep breath in. And exhale. Hi, if you're just tuning in, this is Anne, and I'm host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. If you want to call into the show today, it's 917-889-2995. And my gift is that I'm able to connect with your guardian angel and give you an angel message that you may need to hear. And today's angel message of the new day is, set time aside in the morning hours for meditation. Quiet time with yourself and your angel is healthy, calming, and welcoming to our personal self and amazing body. An act of self-love is not only nurturing our soul, it is a way to refocus, restore, renew, and be free. Give yourself the freedom of love, laughter, and bringing forth the dreams we once explored when we were child, and refresh the wonderment of the enchantment and magical ways. Take a deep breath in. See and feel the pink mist move inside you. Exhale and relax. Love yourself, for you are the only one who knows what your true heart desires, needs, wants, and lives for. And that's the angel message of the new day. If you're just tuning in, this is Anne, and I am host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. And I just read today's angel message, which is on my blogtalkradio.com/angelgirlanne. You'll be able to replay. I have lots of shows which have wonderful angel messages. And you can receive the same benefits as you do when you listen live. So head out at blogtalkradio.com/angelgirlanne. And also you can find a lot of this information on my website, connectwithyourguardianangelwithanne.com. And you can also like me on Facebook, which is Connect With Your Guardian Angel with Anne. And enjoy the wonderful messages that I receive. And there's wonderful pictures and poems that my angels recite to me and receive the blessings. I'm going to take my first caller. Hi, you're on the air with Anne.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. What's your name?
It is Sophia.
Sophia?
Yes.
It's a beautiful, beautiful name.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I see as connecting with you right now, like, I usually don't get this right away, but I have this, like, beautiful vision of this lake around you. And it's almost like it's very beautiful and still, this lake. And your angel is showing me as if, like, you know what this reminds me of? Like, this beautiful, it's like a a vision of a beautiful musical ballerina, like a music box, twirling. It's a really beautiful vision. So, Kira, would you like me to connect with your angel and receive a message for you?
Yes, please.
Okay, one moment. I really like the visual I received. It's really pretty. It's like fairy tale-ish to me. It's like they're opening like this storybook, and these beautiful nature animals coming out, and it's like a storybook life coming alive for me, and they want me to fertilize this too. It's really pretty. I don't know if you have like a favorite. I don't know if you have like a favorite storybook or something from childhood or something that they're like showing me live, and they want you to receive blessings from it and happiness, and they want you to like take a deep breath in and inhale, let it go through just like to reach the inner depths of your soul and your cells, and you want your skin to dance and feel alive. Almost like it's a beautiful, joyous feeling. I get the vision that your angel wants you to present to you how magical you are. More magical than you ever imagined yourself to be, or maybe something new for you to imagine yourself as. It almost is like something, this is exactly what I'm getting, is they want you to see yourself as this brand new person. They want you to take joy in the beauty of you, the inner you, is just so beautiful and magnificent. And they want, like they show me as you being very, your angel's very like protective of you and hold your innocence very close to you. And it sounds like they want to show, like, you know how when you like, it's like coming out type of thing, like, you know how we are keep to ourselves sometimes most of the time because, you know, it's, you know how we open ourselves to like being, we don't want to be too vulnerable when we are amongst others.
Uh-huh.
And I think the time's showing me how beautiful you are and that many people would benefit from just seeing the whole beautiful, magical you. It's really beautiful vision that I'm receiving. And I have like now your angel, she comes to me and she wants to tell you how much she loves and appreciates you. It's like an outpour of like, she was like, as she showed me in the beginning of how she was dancing for you, it was like almost in like, I hope I'm explaining it, but it's so beautiful. Like, they're even showing me how there sparkles around you and crystals and these beautiful shining lights.
Oh, wow.
It's very beautiful. Very enchanting. Like, it's almost like they're showing me how to, they want you to look at yourself differently. Not that you don't look at yourself wonderfully, but they wouldn't even know that just coming out stronger than you are, it's time to shine. They say you you just have wonderful gifts from the Father above to just share your beauty and your words and your kindness. You touch many people that you come across, that come to you and you meet, your family, friends. She just holds you very sacred, and she wants you to know that you're so loved by her and by the Father. And that's your angel.
That is beautiful.
For you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so filled with love with just connecting with your angel. It's just so wonderful.
Oh.
I feel blessed, and this message is that I get from it, like from the beginning. These are blessings that that are in full bloom around you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that message.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. Beautiful to see you. I love your name. It's very beautiful. Blessings to you.
Bye-bye.
Hi, if you're just tuning in, this is Anna, host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel. And my gift is I'm able to connect with your guardian angel and give you a message that you may need to hear. And today's angel message of the new day was, this was a long one when I got it, set time aside in the morning hours for meditation. Although you can do meditation or prayer anytime, you do it in nature, indoors, always set the stage, meaning like in my where I do my show, I have candles lit. If you can't have access to candles, you can visualize this. You can also use a TV or computer visual where you can have like nature, scenery, even a photo of a nature if you can't go outdoors or indoors, or find a quiet space. You could go to a place of worship to connect with your angel. And you can hear the repeat of the show at blogtalkradio.com/angelgirlanne and receive blessings from previous shows and today's show from your angel. And when I'm not on the air taking calls, you can go to my website at connectwithyourguardianangelwithanne.com and go shop at my store. If you want to call in, the number here is 917-889-2995. I'm going to take my next caller. Hi, you're in the air with Ian.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, what's your name?
Tracy.
Tracy? Hi,
yes.
Tracy.
Hi.
Hi. Are you calling in for your first time caller?
Yes.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I would love to connect with your guardian angel. She's very, she's like, it's so cool. Like, she came in and she, So I'll give you the visual. She came right in, and she's like sitting right in front of me. She's like a at here type of angel. She's very luminous. She's telling me how luminous she is. She's very bright always in all sights, meaning she's bright in, okay, it looks like she's reciting to me a poem for you. she's as bright as the sun, but even brighter. I'm not going to say funny angel, but she's very a happy angel, and she loves to bring laughter. She says she's brighter than the sun. she's fun in every way. And see, touch, and sound. Like she's telling me in all the senses, she's the brightest, greatest. She's dedicated, and she's so happy to meet you. Let's see if we can get her name. Okay, I got her name as Carmela, but she's spelled it different. She spells it as Carmelah. And she just gave me more visual of her. She's very graceful. She's a very graceful energy. It's almost like she's graceful in all her, like how she appeared to me in the beginning, how I told you how she came right up to me, sat down, telling me how wonderful she is, like and brighter than the sun. That's what she does around you. She clears your path. She's constantly illuminating it, lighting your way, making sure everything's just perfectly smooth for you. She wants you to know that.
Okay,
let me see what her message is for you. She's telling me that there's a lot of things going on for you right now. And she wants you to know that it's coming to a close. She's not telling me what's going on. She just said there's a nice feel to you that there's a lot of things going on. And it's because there's so much coming to you before the end of the year. So she's telling me, it's almost like you're in a, that's why she was showing me about how graceful she moves in front of you, because she knows there's lots of things happening in your world right now. And she wants you to know that by the end of the year, it's going to slow down, and then it's just going to all fall into place. All your dreams and your desires and all your prayers and your thoughts have been heard. And she's been, she's almost like showing me she's been organizing it all for you. And there's an actual end result to all of your answers and there's going to be a lot of closures coming to you in your life. The same things that are happening are like throwing you off a little bit.
Right.
And they feel like you don't have control over it, but your angels, and your angels, because we have many angels, especially if there's lots of things going on. They just want you to take deep breaths in and do this daily. just take even as fast as three, you know, take a deep breath in and exhale like three times, and then just, you know, even if it's like a minute to do that, because when you take time out, when there's a lot of energy swirling around in your life, if you just take a moment of calmness and call in your angel, just say, guardian angel, come to me now. And they'll come in and they'll, like, settle things for you for that moment, and then they'll resume. And but she's telling me there's going to be a lot of closures and new things for you, and a more steadiness by the end of the year. And this is all for, like, you, as in, like, it's like a growth type of thing. You know how there's things that we have to experience in our life that's necessary,
right,
for our well-being? It may not look to us like that, but it is a necessity, because these are things that if we didn't go through them, we wouldn't reach to our potential of what is really in store for us. And it's really beautiful. Like, she showed me just the visuals of what I was showing you, what she was giving me. She wants you to look to now into the future of how she's always kneel in front of your path and constantly just talk to her and say to her to, you know, like, illuminate, burst this energies in front of me so that I may do what I need to do, you know. Did you have, like, a specific question in mind?
Yes. I wanted to know if you saw, like, a love relationship or anything coming in.
Like a love relationship coming?
Yes.
Is that what you were?
A soulful, healthy husband material.
Okay. I got, like, this real cool visual. She said she wants you to sit down and actually, if you may not, you may have done this already. She's, did you ever sit down and write down exactly what your desires and what you would love in a relationship? Okay.
Yeah.
She's motioning, like, to go into, like, a prayer state and say, because, Tracy, he is out, I'm saying, if they are out there for you, what you need to do is just, it's almost like she's showing me, do you have, like, a sort of, like, not like an altar, but like a little me space for yourself? Like, like in your room, do you have, like, maybe like a space for you, like, yourself? Like, do you have, like, maybe like pictures or beautiful, like, trinkets of dedicating something to you? Like, it's almost like she's showing me to create, like, a little altar for yourself.
I have a poster board.
What's that?
A poster board.
I kind of, looks like I'm getting, like, a connection issue. Like, she's showing me, like, create a little space for yourself and do, like a little, like, a connection with your angel. Archangel Samuel is a great angel to, he's the angel of love. And then asking your angel to connect your love energy to your relationship that's going to come forth to you. So they're saying, like, redo that relationship that you really want to connect with. I do feel from them that there is someone that will be coming to you. But I think from the message I got about all that's going on with your life, that needs to resolve, which is, I'm getting inclination of that it's coming the end of the year. So once all the issues that you've been and these experiences that you're getting, it's going to actually in the new year be brand new for you, and you'll reach that goal of meeting your love. That's what I'm receiving.
Okay.
I will keep you in my, I pray and I do connections with the angels like I did with yours. And I will always have you in my heart, Tracy, and send that out for you. That
okay.
It comes sooner. It comes sooner to you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Tracy, thank you. Much love.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Anne, and I'm host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Anne. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Angels love you. I love you. And, Guardian Angel, please go to my website at connectwithyourguardianangelwithanne.com and also tune in and listen to this replay and other replays of my show at blogtalkradio.com/angelgirlanne. Much love.